De Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, teaches us Ma Nivra Olam Hazeh Behei. Why was Olam Hazeh created with the letter Hey? Neshudai Melech Sadra. It looks like an Echsadra that is open on the bottom, has an opening on the bottom. Shekol Haroitza Lotzei Shietzei. If somebody wants to not act appropriately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them that opportunity. On my time, Italia Kare, but why do we know that a hay has a letter, the little piece on the left side doesn't go all the way up to the top? The Hadar, the tshuva, because he wants to do tshuva, Mailele, he's given the opportunity to do tshuva through that entrance. Says the Gemara V'layla Bahach. Why do we need to make a new opening for him to do tshuva? Let him go through the entrance on the bottom. Says the Gemara L'mestai Milsa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a person who wants to do tshuva needs a special siyata d'shmaya, so he makes for him a new opening. Rish Lakish, as Rish Lakish teaches us, Dam Rish Lakish might exceed what the pasuk says. Im leitzim hu yolitz. For people who act like leitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards them like leitz. La novim yitin chen, to the modest, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give favor? Bal atayr, somebody wants to do the right thing, b'sayonoy soy, they help him. Bal atamei, if he wants to do the wrong thing, poischem loy, they allow him to do the wrong thing. And as the Mefarshim explain, that La Novim Yitin Chayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person a siyata d'shmaya, as the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis teaches us, Yitzro Shel Adam is Gabar Lo B'Kol Yoyim. The Yetzahara attempts every day to overpower the individual. V'molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozroi, if not that we had siyat d'shmaya, and a yochalai, we would never succeed. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the siyat d'shmaya, the extra opening. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the person chooses the right way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that opportunity to be able to do what's right and have the appropriate siyata d'shmaya. And as the Kli Yoker explains, the pasuk says, "V'yisem v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim." As soon as a person just starts v'iskadishtem to act like a kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. Why? Kani Hashem Mekadeshchem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the siyata d'shmaya. But when we look at the pasuk regarding somebody being tamei, the pasuk says v'lo yisatamu bom v'netmeisim bom. The pasuk doesn't say v'yisim tameim. The pasuk doesn't say that if you try to be tamei, you're guaranteed chas v'shom to be tamei. It may happen. And even that, the Kli Yoker points out, you look at the pasuk, the word netmeisim is spelled without the aleph, to teach us that the person, it's much easier to succeed in avodas Hashem than the other way. And as the Kedushas Aaron explains, the Kedushas Aaron says that every person, as we say in the morning, every morning, Elokeinu Neshama Shenasat Bi Tahirihi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Neshama Tahira. And therefore, it's much easier for a Jew to do the right thing. And therefore, all that's required is Habal Atar. All we need to do is pick the right way. And in fact, along the same way, I saw a beautiful verse from the Ksav Sofer. We know that the pasuk says, "Hachaim v'amoves nosati lefanecha, ubacharte b'chayil mantichya atav zarecha." And as the Medrash says, Shem Yom Yisrael, Hoyal V'Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'fnonin Beis Drachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a choice of two ways. Be'ezim Mehen Shenirtza, we could choose either way. Tamalayim V'Bachar T'Bachayim. So the Pasuk is hard to understand. The Pasuk has to tell us, V'Bachar T'Bachayim, if you have a choice to pick life or death, we need the Pasuk to tell us to choose life. Does anybody need to be told that? And moreover, what is the Medrash saying? You have two ways and choose the right way. Choose the way of life. Is it an option? So the Ksav Sofer says that the Medrash is teaching us a tremendous lesson. All the Pasuk is teaching us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that even if a person wants to do the right thing, not always is he successful in doing the right thing. Tells us the Pasuk, all I ask from you is uvachar tebechayim. Just choose the right way. And as soon as you choose the right way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us credit as if we did what we were supposed to do. And then I saw from the Divrei Yisrael, but that included in the obligation of uvachar tebechayim means that a person has to make the right choices in life. The right choices in life mean, says the Divrei Yisrael, that we know where you work and where you live have a very profound influence on what the way you will look. So V'charta B'chaim, the Torah is telling us, I know it isn't always your option to choose, and it isn't always in our hands to control. But what I tell you, says the Torah, is uvachar tebechayim. Do things that will put you on the right path. Live in the right place. Work in the right place. Of course, we still then need siyata deshmaya. But then I saw another verb from the Sefer, Mayone Chachayim. He says a very interesting shot. He says, what the Gemara says here is a very big chiddush. The Gemara says here that balatame paischanoi, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps a person be tame. Isn't that a very, very hard thing to understand? So he says that balatame paischanoi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes creates a situation that not only does the person do the wrong thing, Chas V'Shalom, he, even if he did the wrong thing, he comes to a very low madrega very quickly. Why is that? So he explains that it's also a Chesed Hashem. It's a Chesed Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that the person should fall to a low madrega very quickly. Because if a person wasn't there, he wouldn't realize that he's in a bad place and that he needs to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically puts him into such a place that he should quickly come to a very bad place, that he should realize that he is not where he should be and be Matzliach. But as the Baal HaTanya says, Baal HaTaher, you know who has the Messiah Isai, you know who has the Siyata Deshmaya to Baal HaTaher, somebody who's Matar other people. If somebody spends his life trying to bring other people to do the right thing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Siyata Deshmaya, Messiah Isai, that he should be able to be successful in himself being able to do the right thing. But then I saw another pshat. You know, sometimes people may think that as soon as they ball a tire, as soon as they try to do tshuva, they're okay. Teaches us the Gemara that even ball a tire, that even somebody who's going to do the right thing still needs siyata d'shmaya to be successful, to do tshuva and do the right thing. And I saw that the Mefarshim say that the lesson that our Gemara teaches us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the letter Hey, another entrance on how to do the right thing, is really the lesson of a sukkah. Because the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says that what are the dimensions of a kosher sukkah? Shtayim kolchosim, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, that vav on the base. Shtayim kolchosim, you have to have two full walls. And shlish is afilu tefach. The third wall is even a tefach. The lesson of going into the sukkah after the Yom Neroyim is to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easy for us to have a tshuva. So not only does the fourth wall, fourth side, completely open, but even the third wall, all you need to have is a tefach, and you have the rest of the wall open to do tshuva. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim explain that the sukkah is called the Tzila Demnusa. What does the Tzila Demnusa represent? The Tzila Demnusa represents that when a person goes into the sukkah, he enters into a place which encompasses him, that covers him, and gives him the opportunity to come to the close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's why on Sukkot is specifically the Yontif, where the Ushpizin, the ovens, come to greet us. When Hashem sees that we're making this attempt to be close to Him, then He is close to us and He sends us the ovens to greet us.